Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
And that is that we're friends. We know each other for a very long time. And I very, 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 very much value the friendship. And I've learned so, so, so much from this friendship. But one of the things that's interesting is that when my children meet Rabbi Kalish, so there's a yedidus with my children as well. They also feel the friendship. Okay, maybe you would expect that. The lesson that I learned is that when my Talmidim meet Rabbi Kalish, he feels like family to them as well. And when he knows that I'm in a yeshiva here, I have felt that by extension he has a chavivus, and many of you have met him in different places, and you felt it as well, that he has a chavivus for every Ben Torah, but he has a chavivus because it's his friend's yeshiva. And it was a big, big lesson to me, not only about friendship, but about what a Talmud is. Because there's an understanding that a Talmud is someone who's he's an extension of your life, and he's an extension of your mishpacha. And if I'm friends with you, I'm friends with your Talmidim as well, just like if I'm friends with you, I'm friends with your children as well. So on the one hand, I think it's the first time Rabbi Kalish has been here, so it's a first of many Be'ezer Hashem. But on the other hand, I feel like he's a member of the family, because he, from far, he's been cheering us on, and some of us even from close, he's been cheering us on and being mechazik us from the first day. So it's a tremendous kavod, Rabbi Kalish.
Thank you to the sunshine. Thank you to the whole yeshiva, to the rebbeim, to the yeshiva. It's a schos to be a my sunshine is somebody to me who's a very, very close friend from my closest friends, is a mentor to me, is somebody who impacted my life very, very significantly. My children had met with my sunshine at important times in their life, and I tell you this because I just want to advise. I want to advise that he's somebody, when I came to Woodbury 25 years ago, I was familiar with the world of action. I was a pretty big stranger to my inside. And I knew that you do actions and the inside and how the inside looks. I was very, very far into that. Guys would even share difficult things and I would cheer them up. Let's be specific, I would cheer them up. Only later coming to, and the guy would appreciate, thank you, you made me happy, he'd walk away smiling. Only years and years later, happening that the person needed to cry. But I didn't know how to cry, and I didn't know how to help a bachur and be there with him crying. And it's been a long journey, and it's a journey that continues, right? Sunshine is somebody who's had an impact on me to show me the world within, that's inside. I think Rabbanim in America, I'm not to flatter, we're friends. We could argue and enjoy each other. He doesn't need me or want me to come here to flatter. I'm telling you this for a purpose. I'm not like a hidden agenda type of guy. I think people should share. And I could tell you that it's changed, affected my life. I could be more present to my children. Today's generation, many kids are feeling and experiencing and processing. There's a whole, I'm going around to schools. Schools are struggling with this because there's very little space in a school, in a secular school. There's very little space for people and how things are. There's tests and quota and there's a whole syllabus. There's like people there. There's very little space for people in schools, very. There's like a kid here. There's the minyanim across America in junior high schools and high schools. They're like, this is the rule. This is the prayer is like a relationship to God. What does that look like? I met somebody yesterday. He told me, I pray to God, I just don't have the siddur. I said, I often have the siddur and don't pray. Let's meet, says Amen. Like, let's meet somewhere. But Rai Sunshine really introduced me, and many, it's one of the friends who introduced me to the world within. As far as Rabbanim in America who are aware of the world within and could feel their own story and relate to others and be nice, say, ba'ol, to feel what somebody else feels. Not to give a solution, to be there, to be present. Somebody who has impacted me and my children a lot. I'm sharing something like that with you because I'm just encouraging being here. Maybe I will share the very time. I can encourage to share. I'm sure he's plenty busy, and I didn't, if I came here to make him busier, I don't know if that's great. But I really want to thank Rabbi Sonnenschein for having me, and thank, I feel good to be here where he is. Great steel, I must say. You took Rabbi Sonnenschein smartly, and it's been as much. I met Yonatan Shmaya, I'm friends with Yonatan. I met a lot of, some of the Chevron look forward to meeting people Rabbi Sonnenschein is close with. So that's a thank you, Rabbi Sonnenschein, a thank you to the guys. What I want to share with you, obviously Eretz Yisrael is on all our minds. That's I don't say minute by minute, we're human. That's the dominant sugi of our people. So I want to talk about Zachar and Eretz Yisrael, the Matziv. Everybody understands there's a lot of inquiries, and I haven't read, I'm very up what's going on in Eretz Yisrael, very tuned in, reading more than I've ever read. I'm not a big news follower, this I'm following. It's our people, our situation. I'm very tuned in to what's happening here at Cicero. I have not read one article, and they're coming out now, what happened on October 7th, the inquiries. Whose fault? Who's to blame? And I have not read any article which I see has such a title, where it says, and they're writing and they're coming out. I did not read any. I see that headline, that's the piece. I run from it. There's something about that that's so, it's not, there's a deep untruth. We're a people, we're maminim. We believe in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. I'm not saying there shouldn't be an inquiry, by the way, because there's a world of ishtablus. But that's not my sugya, that's not our sugya, that's like, seems like it's nothing to do with, that's a shtadlus for a person. I don't read up the army's tactic in Gaza, it's not what Klal Yisrael's, that's a shtadlus of people that I appreciate. So the inquiries are very, very complicated. There's something about it, frustrating. I've seen this in other countries, America, like Roxas after 9/11. They're like very busy, had it happen, how did we catch this? All of us know the sugyas. The sugyas are things that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is taking us somewhere. Difficult sugyas. But it's not a sugya of who done it, why didn't we care. It's mamish not the sugya at all. So these inquiries are very, very complicated. When Chazal do inquiries, Chazal asks what brings Amalek. What allows for Amalek to attack our people? That's like a whole different version of the inquiries, and those I like tune into. And the Kli Yakar says that what brings Amalek, what allows for Amalek to come, and we know they attack us in Rephidim. And the Kli Yakar says that Rephidim is the same Isis as Pirud, and when there's division in our people, when there's Pirud, it comes, Amalek comes. There's a very beautiful thing about our people and a very dangerous thing. The beautiful thing is that we're broad, the 12 Shvatim. There are many ways to serve Hashem. We have so many beautiful Messiahs. We have Sfard, Ashkenaz, Hasidish, Litvish, different brands of Hasidus, Satmar, Lubavitch, Skver, all different beautiful ways of Avodas Hashem, Ger, fascinating ways. We're a big people with room for a lot. And those Messiahs are all big, but we sometimes lose sight of a yid. There's a mashmois, it means something, a yid, plain is a yid. Brand, this type, that's a man-made construct. There's something from Hashem and it means something, I'm a yid, you're a yid. There's an ishama of a yid, there's a construct of a yid, there's a meaning to a yid, and we lose sight. And when there's a rifyon, when there's difference in Klal Yisrael to a degree that we don't relate, we have different titles and labels for people, so that is breeding grounds for Amalek. That's a preda, that's a division in our people. Of course, there can be different mahalchim, there's plenty of room for different ayim panim with Torah. There's all that, this, each of us have a chelik in Torah and a different way of seeing it. But a yid and Hashem, this, and it means something very, very powerfully. It means something. And in the world where there's prayer, where there's division, there are Amalek attacks. Rabbonim Abshesra was somebody who was a very pneumistic person who saw a yid. They weren't into titles, separations, this type of yid, that. in Pshisra was a place, a very authentic and sincere place. And Rabbonim of Pshisra said, he explained the Gemara Sanhedrin Daf Chav. The Gemara Sanhedrin Daf Chav says that the mitzvah to attack Amalek is only when after we have a melech. It's totally on having a melech. Rabbonim asks, what shaykhus? Why do we need a melech to defeat Amalek? An army? Is the melech maybe? What's this tully? What's this that it's tully in an arm in a melech to attack Amalek? And Rabbonim said that the purpose of a melech, that it happens to be, there's a Maral in Netzach Yisrael who speaks about this in Parakeh, that the job of a melech is to be ma'age Yisrael, joins Klal Yisrael tzusammen, makes Klal Yisrael one. There's a Mishnah in Avis, very misunderstood, I believe. The Mishnah says, "El Mali Malchus, without a Melech, Ishes Reyeim Chayim Balu." People would swallow each other up. Now, the superficial understanding is that there'll be anarchy, there'll be chaos. A Melech creates, there's no chaos, nor there rules, there systems. I call it a superficial pshat, because in the Chazal, El Mali Malchus, say police, a Mali Shaitrim. What is it totally in a Melech? A Melech, he hires, it's like steps removed. She'll say it without police. Chazal speak very exact. Without Malchus, people would eat each other up. It also bothers me the Lashon, they would swallow each other up. It's very, like they're saying something more than, without Malchus, you'd have chaos. There are better ways to say chaos. People would swallow each other up. What is that? Ishis Reyeyu Chayim Balu. The swallowing, it doesn't say Chazal are very exact. Say, you need police, otherwise people kill each other. That's true. It's very not exact. That without Malchus, people swallow. What's the swallowing? What's the Melech? That's Shaitrim. Chazal know how to speak and speak. The Torah is very, very exact. Without Shaitch, without police, don't defund the police. People will push it. It's not a good zach. We need police. It doesn't say, it says a Mali Malchus. It's interesting. In yeshiva, I've observed the mitzvah of Shofar hits Yidden different than any other mitzvah. I only know one other mitzvah that talks to the heart of our people like Shofar. My son's a dorm counselor in yeshiva. He described to me, like, guys, we thought, I'm not drawn by too much. I said, Maishi, make sure I don't miss the shofar. People come, I watch in yeshiva, I'm not talking about with any pump up, with any chevra. You don't have to say a word. Guys like move. Very few guys though. I miss the shofar. Can we have an extra shofar? Not sure. Guys want the shofar. You could do a study on it. The shofar talks to the yid from young ages, little kids. It's like, it's a noise in shul. Little kids. I was speaking in shul before the shofar, I'm darshaning away, and Yaakov Blatter, he's davening for the Amud Beis, his little son comes up to me and whispers, I thought one of the Bachrim set him up to it, but I asked around, he says, could we hear the shofar already? Like he's darshaning away, I walk to the front. So I tell him, okay, I'm going to get there. Then my son Yisrael Meir comes. Is that the shofar? Kids want to hear the shofar. Talk later, Yisrael Meir. He said, you don't talk as long as you want. Just, I want to hear the shofar. The shofar talks to our people in ways, it's fascinating, it reaches our people. Malchus, and Hashem being the Melech, says there's a space for every person. An Eved LeMelech says, I have an Avodah. You can't be an Eved without an Avodah. Malchus is the, and being a part of Hashem's Malchus means there's space for me. With all my stuff, there's space for me. There's space here for me. That's what it means. The shofar draws yidden because it says there's space for you. And deeply we understand that. Il Mali Malchus, people would swallow, which is nothing to talk. It's not talking about chaos and killing each other. It's not what Ishis Rechaim Bolo. People would swallow each other. Without Malchus, there's no space for people. They would swallow each other up. This one's relevant and this one's not in a world without Malchus. Malchus says that there's a space for everything. That's the job of the Melech. I don't like when we ask youngsters for things and we don't give the tools. If you ask youngsters to write, but they have no pens, I find that bizarre. I have seen environments where we ask people to get along, but we're only machshiv one thing. That's like lunacy. If you're only machshiv, could you imagine a law school where people are competing against each other, and only the top grades get a certain get the degree or get whatever they need to get? There's some curb, so the guys are against each other. You say, let's all get along, be friends. No, he's my enemy. His better grade is bad to me. I want him to do badly. You can't set, if you're not mashing different types, if there's no space for all the types, stop speaking about unity. Stop, knock it off. You're not in an environment where it's shaykh unity. Because there's not space for different people. Stop talking about unity. It's not true, it's a farce. Where there's space for different types, for different things, for different success looks different. Not talk about unity. There's space for people. Where I can be and you could be. Now we could talk about unity. Malchus gives space to each person. Everybody counts. Everybody matters. In that, then there's a whole nation that's together. That's the job of Melech. So said Rabbanim of Shishcha, to defeat Amalek, Amalek is this period. There's no space. It's interesting, they attack Yidden outside the Ananim, the Nechshalim, a Makasanov, extras, that one, man. They attack the extras. Comes Rabbanim, and Rabbanim said that when we have a Melech, that there's space and importance, and every Yid counts, so then we fight Amalek, then we defeat, because the condition that Amalek survived is the Yidden that are extras, the Yidden that don't count, the Yidden that are unnecessary. When we have a Melech and each Yid has a space and an important, we need him. We need Mamish, we need that Yid. He has an Ari, he has an Ashaman, he has something to bring in Ari, specifically him. So in that world of space, Amalek is defeated. This Avodah, we're coming to Parsha Zachar for the Chag of Purim, this Avodah, of seeing a Yid and recognizing the chashivas of the Yid, I think it's like the sugya of our people. We don't have extras in our people. Hostages, you hate them. My mother's a history major. I don't think in wars hostages are a thing. There's no such thing. Study wars. Ukraine, Russia, now there are POWs, but there's no shaykhs. It's collateral. It's not part of the war. In the history of warfare, you don't taking hostage. If you have a hostage, so it's the same thing, so I'll take one of yours. What does it give you back, even? Free him. We'll free America. If Russia takes hostage, they free one and we free one. There's no Soviet hostage taken. It's not a tactic in war. I don't think ever in history. There's one people. If you take one, you don't even need an army to fight us. You take one, we don't know what to do. We don't have extras in our people. There's no such thing. A Yid counts. There's a mashmois to a Yid. We use terms. I get very nervous. From Yid. This a Yid, stop, a Yid. We like lost a Yid. The word from, I'm working on that, I don't know what from is. There's a Yid. There's something called the Yid, it means something. It means a lot, there's a mashmois to a Yid. It's interesting, in Gaza there was a Yid, Keith Siegel. His daughter Shear said, I heard her say this, not a report, I heard Shear Siegel say, that before my father went in captivity, he never said Shema Yisrael. I don't believe that. I mean, she never heard him say it. The Yid says Shema Yisrael. If he didn't say the words, he had his version. The Yid says Shema Yisrael. Yid is Shema Yisrael. But she said she never heard him say Shema, at least. In captivity, Hamas, to get him to torture him, they had him watch some, they had on television Israeli news of soldiers, 10 soldiers, Rahman al-Islam, were killed. And to terrorize him, they made him watch this. And somehow on the report, I don't know who, the news report, somebody made a Berei Minei Mezainis. Baruch Atah Hashem, V'kein HaMelech HaElam Berei Minei Mezainis. He said that in captivity, he started chapping, there's a mashmois to being a Yid. It means something, I'm a Yid. They had me here because I'm a Yid. He was Yairid, he's a Yid. It means something. But he didn't know what to do with it. He sensed and understood on the Yid for the first time in his life. He heard the mezainis, it like clicked. He started making brema. Every drink he had the entire time. Baruch atah Hashem. Kenem el chaylom brema ne mezainis. Every food, every item he had, he made a brema ne mezainis. Naira. Who knows? What? I'm impressed with me and you, because Keith Siegel's man just means a yid. He's a yid. The Hamas guy said to Keith Siegel when he made brachas, the guy said, Atalodati. That's what the terrorist said to Keith Siegel. Atalodati. Shear didn't say what Keith Siegel said back to him. I would say, Rebbe, you taught me. Ani Yehudi. Dati, I don't know Dati. Ani Yehudi. Ani Yehudi. You taught me, Rebbe. I'm a Yid. Ani Yehudi. The guy said, Atalo Dati. In yeshiva, guys can do a lot of stuff. If a guy dares say the term a secular Jew, Shem Yerachem. You find me a weekday Shabbos, I'll find you a secular Jew. You won't find a weekday Shabbos, I won't find a secular Jew. Yehudi, it's not a Yid. It means something, a Yid. I don't like traveling around a lot. I like being with my family, I like being in yeshiva. Till last Simchas Torah, I did not travel much at all. I don't like traveling. It's cool, you go around, you speak here to speak to B'nai Torah, it's cool. But I like manning my post. I have a family and I have a yeshiva, Baruch Hashem. I like manning my post. I had a sense last Simchas Torah, we all could do what we feel we should do. I wanted to go around one thing. I was like Nisayr, a Yid. I didn't have it, my Yid, to myself. When I speak about Keith Siegel, I'm talking about me, but I see a Satmar Chassid, I see Keith Siegel, Yid, Yehudi, a Yid. There's a Mashmois being a Yid. I want to go around and give over Yid. A Yid, there's a Yid. It's, our classifications are good. Are good. It's excellent. Satmar, Lubavitch, Svad, it's good. It's solid stuff. Different yeshivas, it's great stuff, it's important. I don't want to minimize that, but I want to make sure that's not distracting from a deeper truth, the Yid. From a God made, from Hashem made, a Yid. A Malik likes period, when we divide, we don't have deep, you see another Yid. I sat next to David on the plane to Cleveland. We were two Yidden flying together, we're very similar. Me and Dave. It's nice, my brother is David and I'm Daniel. It always was Daniel and Dave, and I was sitting Daniel and Dave. He was a musician. I was carrying around the Hever's guitar. I feel like I don't sing, but it's the closest my friends sing. So I was like Fierzich, like I was a musician. He was treating me as a fellow musician. But it's not like a difficulty, like, oh, I was here. We're just both here. It's just true. It's not a shtick, it's just true to Yidden. Don't underestimate a Yid. Keith Siegel, that was true before it all happened in Gaza. He's a Yid. The guy was making mazaynus. I don't know if that means they were starving to death. I don't think, if you don't spend a long time thinking, maybe we're hungry after a tinus. Do you know what they were living was starving to death? They describe, it's like not, there's no such thing in our world. Kemat, no such thing in the world. People in the cats. My grandmother, my family, many of us have family through the Holocaust. Starving to death is. Keith Siegel, everything he ate, he made a mezonos. Took a cup of water, just gulp it down. The guy's starving to death. He made up his mezonos. Lo yu'um. That's he's the chayid. A yid is the am. The Torah describes a yid is the am. That's mishabeach Hashem. The thanks Hashem. He's a Yid, he's a Yehudi. Yehudi means be Maida, or Maida, of a God of love. He made a Bahraini named Zionist. I can't, after he was like apologetic, he was blushing. I heard an interview, he was like embarrassed. Miss Mazinus, please, please. My Shahako was not like a zillionth of his Mazinus. But it is, but his Mazinus is me and you too. It's a Yid. What's the Kiddush? It's not a Kiddush. The stupid Hamas guy, Tolo Dati, idiot. You fell classifications. You're the one who taught us. You destroyed. There's no such the Yehudi. You brought it out. Haman and Hamas are not good for too much, but they cause a Yid to know they're a Yid. That's what Haman and Hamas. They have one thing they're pretty decent at. They cause a Yid. That's the only shlichus the Rebbeinu wants. A Yehudi. There's a mashmais a Yid. The Chevra minds. I asked them if we could do one song. I also want to sing together. Shlomo Yehudi. Daivul doesn't mind. I like when they sing this song. To peel off, we all have klippas. I don't mean for somebody else. Peel off our own klippas. I'm a Yid, that means something. You're a Yid, it means something. If they can sing before we sing something together, but if some Yid can sing together this song. It's the only Masechta I was zeichet to learn at my Tata, Irene Kapars Mishkabai. I learned the whole Masechta. The Gemara ran every Ran, every word of the Ran, the entire Masechta. I learned the Zeich to learn with my father. And it's a funny Gemara to learn with your father at Talmud Chacham, but I learned payout. This is awkward. The guys would call it awkward. May the Gemara ask why often Talmid Chacham's kids are not Talmid Chacham. And we learned this Gemara that asks why are Talmid Chacham kids that happens they're not Talmid Chacham. The Gemara offers, if I'm not mistaken, six answers. And one of the six answers, the Gemara says, is because they call people Chamayrim. I want to ask you, what's wrong with that? I'd say it's not nice. If you imagine their kids aren't telling me to come in saying something, our kids are our deepest secrets. And something says, if your kid's not, it means the father doesn't have it. It doesn't go to his kids. It's not in him. It's not part of him. What is this bechina they call people chamayr? What is that describing? Now, I wonder, like, what's wrong with calling people chamayr? Call it bishkri. I don't like pretend. If you hold something and don't say it, bite your tongue. If you don't say it, so you're saying it anyway. If a guy doesn't miss minyan, he's a top guy in this holy yeshiva. He's another guy. A guy doesn't come to any minyan. He doesn't learn. He's not a chamor. What do you want me to say? He's chaymer. He's just, I don't know, a dude. He's a body. But so don't tell him. Be nice. Be gentle. You hold he's a chamor. And you're not saying it if you hold it anyway. Everything about... What is this? They call people chamayr. What's the tais that you haven't acquired? It won't go to your children. What's this tais? There's something here that's deep that a Talmud Chacham could call people chamayr. I think if somebody grows and doesn't ask himself what resonates by me in Torah, what lights my soul, what talks to me, if you see yourself as a tin can, who's learning? I'm not finding that which I connect to, that which means something to me. Of course, we do it even when it doesn't, and somebody's pushing. It's beautiful. It's wonderful. I'm looking for the pneumius that's been desired. I'm trying to trigger something inside of me that's like, resonates. Of course, we do even when we don't feel 100%. But I'm looking to Messias Yisharim, the Iker that Hashem wants, the Iker b'avoydes avayri, Schefetz Alev, Chukas HaNeshama, Messias Yisharim writes, is the Iker of avoydes Hashem. I'm looking for that space that this means something to me, it hits somewhere. I connected to it. If somebody shteigs but doesn't discover their own soul or their own netiyah to ruchnias, own attachment to it, so they look at themselves as a chamar who knows something. So then the other yid is a chamar who doesn't know anything. He's me. I'm a chamar who comes on time to davening, and he's just a chamar. He doesn't come on time. He's just chomrius. But when we steig in an eifen that we find, I'm connected to this. This means something. Of course, it's a journey. Of course, many times we could do many things, and we do, of course we do. But we also relate and connect and find places that we find that our chelek and Torah, ideas that resonate by us, it means something, a connection to prayer that means something, and we're connected to. When somebody steigs like that, they don't call anybody a chamar. They find their own neshama, and they see neshamas. He might be in the Talmud Chacham's neshama who discovered their neshama. And the other yid maybe didn't discover his neshama yet, but you see a soul. You see, you don't call anybody chamayrim. If they call people chamayrim, so then there's something about the yid. He's a chamar noisei svarim, and his kids don't become a Talmud Chacham. When he discovers and finds in the tia, a soul that was born for this, that was created for this, was designed for this, so then he doesn't call anybody a chamar. Really, there's no person he calls a chamar. The Bardichim had tremendous einayim. And Lev Yitzchak, he was Mekarev Yidden and Elul. When people turn inward, he would go around being Mekarev Yidden. My understanding is it was what he teached them, what he said, he was a Mekarev. it's described that he would bring like cities back to Hashem by the time Tkiyah Shofar came. He was mekarev a lot of Yidden. And it wasn't what he said, it was the Einayim. He saw a Yid. He was neshtoimim from a Yid. He had very good Einayim. He saw, he was the protector of our people. The stories we hear, we take them as so cute. He was called the defender of Yid, and he saw the Yid meant something. And what he saw, people ultimately saw in themselves. Because he saw a Yid, he was neshtoimim a Yid. It meant something, a Yid. That's a very pnimis. I'm trying to learn the Kedushas Levi. It's difficult. He was very hard safety. He was very pneumistic. Areas in the pneumis, it's hard to get to. But he was in deep places. And in those deep places, you just see it. He saw Yidden. So let's sing the Vardicha and Nigin with the day will end. We have the Shus will end with the Vardicha, but with Tfilim. You can, the no words is great, because you go, you take it where you want it. But I like davening. I like praying to Hashem. He should give us good Einayim. That we should see ourselves in a precious way. We should see other Yid in precious ways. We should see our Ramas Keren Yisroel. Restoration of Yid. A Yid, it means something. Yesh Mashmaot, Liot Yudin is a meaning. It means a Yid. A Yid. It means something very deep, very profound. And a Yid, there's no replaceable Yid. There's no such thing. There's no extras in our people. A Yid matters. A Yid counts. A Yid has a space. A Yid has an bar. He has something that we need, what he brings specifically.
Yeah.
a beautiful Adler for our people. We should see Yeshua's Rabbi Yisrael. We should see how Rama's caring.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekoymos on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.